broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Now we're going.
We're working.
Yep. Had to reset the board.
You got to be ready. God dang it.
Let's go.
It's a big show. We got a lot of listeners. Killing us.
Sorry. They won't know. I'll cut it out of the archives.
Leave it on there. Let's show your unprofessionalism.
Well, I'll just cut the blank spot out, and then you can just tell them about it.
Yep. How about the quick end of the season?
Leave.
Yeah, we went down with a fight.
We did. Yes. We did battle.
We went down with a fight. I thought the girls played their butts off against Minster.
Absolutely.
Yes. Very well.
And I thought.
Kept her close.
Yeah. And I thought the boys played their butts off against Minster.
I did too.
Yep.
What a great game out there.
Yep. That's kind of how I wanted it to go. I didn't want us to lose. You know, I didn't figure we're going to win the state championship in either one, but so we're going to lose sometime. And I just didn't want it to be demoralizing and that where we actually lost the game. It's the other team just played better and they won. So that's okay.
If we ever figure out, because I watched the Minster Sander game, how to guard. That's like Sander guarded Minster.
Yep.
You know, Highbrink got all them open three-pointers and. They didn't get them against the Hannah. Yeah. But they're a little more agile, a little bit defensively, they're stronger.
Yeah.
And we didn't get out there on their shooters.
Yeah.
I think that's where we lacked.
Yeah. And I think a lot of it might be because we got a lot of young kids playing.
I agree.
A little bit of experience
makes
a big difference, too. You just can't give that little bit of. Derek Judy's guarding that guard. For Minster, and we just couldn't stop him.
Well, and the last play of the second quarter was an absolute backbreaker.
Oh, just a killer.
I mean, they stripped Derek.
We're going for a layup.
Yeah.
So there's two. We're going to get two, and then ends up they get three.
They throw in a 40-footer to Horn.
40-footer at the Horn.
Oh, that was sickening.
Yeah, that wasn't a good break at all.
It wasn't a very good break. Hey, we're here at Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee on Wednesday night, 8:04. It is sad when the old basketball trail comes to an end, and especially as much as we love basketball around here. We have a special guest here today. We got Mr. Nick Hahn. Nick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, guys. Thank you for having me on.
Nick is promoting a wrestling event, a fundraiser for Shane Strong, Shane Ullman.
Yeah.
And he's done this before, and he did it for Scarlett a few years ago.
Last year.
And made a nice amount of money for a tremendous cause, and we're going to hopefully, he's going to give us some details about what's coming on on his wrestling night here after the break, and we're going to turn it over to him. Mm-hmm. We got the track team coming up.
Yeah.
At 8:45, Spencey or so.
Yeah, somewhere around that. After religion, yeah.
Indoor track.
Yep.
Indoor track.
What is indoor track?
It's basically the same as outdoor track, but it's not OHSAA sanctioned. But it's a lot of the same teams, competitors, but there's a Division One, but Division Two and Three are together. So we had a lot of much larger schools that we were competing against.
Yeah.
And did well. So Robbie did it last year, and he thought it improved his techniques and his times and all that. I don't know. You'll need to ask them. They can tell you probably.
They got a coach?
Yep.
Who?
The coach that they showed in the picture is Scott Abels.
Don't know him.
Scott Abels.
He would be Jim and Nancy's son, the Abels girl that was the pole vaulter. That's her dad.
Well, good.
Huh. Yep. And, you know, they. A whole bunch of them went out for it this time and obviously did pretty well.
Did good. Yeah.
Yep.
I got to tell you my story.
All right.
Switching gears.
All right.
Nightclub tonight.
Yep.
Okay. So Jody's dad, mom come over.
Yeah.
They bring this couple with them because we talk about this chicken, the nightclub.
Yeah.
Best chicken. 4-piece chicken dinner.
Absolutely.
$5.99 fries. Can't beat it. Lent, so they didn't have it.
Whoops.
So they come all the way over. Place is pretty full. They got shrimp and fish special, you know, all you can eat. So there's probably 40 people in there eating. Merle can't hear nothing.
Nope. You know, absolutely.
Zero. Can't hear old Vietnam or war vet.
Yep.
So we get up to leave, and Merle says, you know, and he can't whisper.
Oh, no, he's loud.
What's all them people got them ashes on their head for? And I laughed. He had no clue.
Yeah. Everybody found it.
Yeah. And, you know, everybody's like, what in the hell? I don't know what's going on. You're St. Henry. You know, how many other... Everybody in there has got the old black ash on. And I was like... And Renee said, it's Ash Wednesday. Wow. Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
After we just told him, that's why I didn't have chicken, because you can't mix chicken fryers and chicken fish fryers.
Nope.
Hey, we had a great fish fry Saturday.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't hear how many we had, but we went
221.
That's pretty good, isn't
good
it?
Turnout.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Donuts.
Donuts were fantastic.
Neil,
not enough.
You finally had one.
There wasn't enough of them.
Well, I could have made some more earlier, but once they started doing fish, we couldn't make any more because the donuts would taste like fish.
No, they wouldn't. I'd take your chances.
Well,
they were damn good. So Nick Hahn over here to my right. Nick is and you guys are saying, who the hell is Nick Hahn? Nick Hahn refereed.
Wondering that.
Nick Hahn refereed about every JV basketball
game. Not all of them.
I did.
You're a season ticket holder.
Well, as long as the checks keep clearing, I'll keep showing up.
Exactly. Right.
That's my Disney World money.
Oh, yeah. When you going?
June.
Oh, that's perfect. Big.
Yeah, 11 days.
Oh.
You better have a lot of checks. Oh, my.
Boy, that's why I do football. That's why I do basketball. That's why I got softball.
You're going to Disney World for 11 days.
Yeah.
How many kids you got?
One.
I hope you also have a psychiatrist. You're going to go crazy.
You got something else going on.
I love Disney World.
Oh, you love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love Disney World?
I agree with you. Best place I've ever been. Harold.
How can you have a bad time at Disney World? Like, you get past, like, the amount that you got to pay to get in there.
Yeah.
Everything else is great.
And you get to get.
That's $100
for everything.
To get in now.
What's my bet? $100. Keep going.
I was
going
to say, you
more
ain't
now? Oh, yeah.
You ain't close
it's like
yet.
$130 to get in the Magic Kingdom.
Just keep moving up.
Yeah.
That's nuts, man.
Magic Kingdom.
Well, that's why you buy a multiple day pass and it drives the price down.
And you got to buy them fast passes so you get the first ones on their rides.
Yeah. That's what you do?
Well, I don't. Renee and Andy do.
They fast pass?
Yeah.
Neil, you want to go?
Nope. Oh, yeah, I'll go, but I don't think Nick invited me.
He might yet.
He might.
Okay. I mean, if you want to get in the ring May 11th, and you can wrestle Ella for her spot, but she's mean. Ooh. That's my 7-year-old.
All right.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
I know her. She's a nice young lady. She wouldn't hurt me.
You obviously haven't taken a toy from her.
No, and I wouldn't either.
So you this is your second go around with this, but you've been involved in the wrestling.
Yeah, I started the wrestling business in 2004. Shortly after I graduated high school, I started ring announcing professionally. Then I got trained, got in the ring, wrestled for a couple years, and I was so good that I went back to being a ring announcer.
Sent you back. Huh?
Bookings kind of dried up a little bit because I wasn't very good, and that's okay, you know. But I excelled at ring announcing, and I was able to. I've announced, you know, mixed martial arts as well. So I did that for a little while, and I just recently retired from doing it because, I mean, you guys talk about it. You guys see me every weekend on the basketball floor.
Yep.
You know, my time is tied up a lot, and I have a daughter that wants me to be at home more. So
there you go.
Where you live?
I live in Coldwater.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I grew up in Ansonia.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You, so now we did this, for Scarlett as a fundraiser.
Yes.
And first of all, your Facebook this week.
I've seen it.
Oh, that's awesome.
How great is that, man? I just feel good story of the year, right?
Oh, my goodness.
There.
That's awesome.
Because she captured the hearts of the whole
area. Oh, absolutely. She did.
And
her, was it her grandma that came in this Christmas show?
Oh.
Just killed us. She's just awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, just absolutely heartfelt. Talked to us and told us how everything was going. And at the time, it was still a battle in there. But doggone, we got great news this week. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And you was able to raise a little money there, right?
Yeah, that night between ticket sales to get in, 50-50, which the winner donated the money back as well, t-shirt sales, concessions, everything went to the family 100%, and we raised a little over $8,000 that night.
Wow.
That's pretty solid.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was a great night. Yeah. I was overwhelmed with the support because, you know, it's wrestling.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, and people can think what they want about wrestling, but it really is. It's a night of great entertainment, and I'm sure there might have been some, you know, some people that didn't like it, but everything I got feedback wise was 100% positive. That way, you know, you're not looking for, like, hoping for a cause, like, hey, maybe something will happen, I can donate money to somebody. Amen. But an opportunity came there, and you know, you have an ability to help, and that's what I wanted to do. And that's why with when the situation came up with Shane and me, I was like, man, we gotta do another one.
Perfect idea.
Yeah. So.
So you're running this baby. You and a group of guys.
Yeah. War Wrestling is based out of Lima, Ohio. Okay. They're kind of like who I'm umbrellaing underneath.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of me out there trying to get the sponsors and securing all the stuff.
Yeah.
To run the show.
What does the WAR stand for?
Wrestling and Respect.
Okay. I knew I'd seen it somewhere, and yeah, I couldn't think of what it was.
Yep.
Wrestling and Respect.
Yes, sir.
I knew I got the W right.
So yeah. So you got. So here we sit. When is the date?
May 11th.
May 11th.
7 p.m. bell time. Doors open up at 6.
So how many guys you wrestle that night?
There will be 7 matches.
7 matches.
Mm-hmm.
Will they last half hour piece?
Nope. It's an Iron Man match.
Is that right?
the whole night will last about 2.5 hours.
Oh, perfect.
So they beat the crap out of each other?
Oh, yeah.
I've never been to one.
Well, you can come there as my special guest. How about that?
Well, I may just take
For the low price of $15.
I'll pay for it. I'm worried about that. Yeah.
So right now online at warwrestling.com, we have tickets for sale. The tickets went on sale Monday morning. Mm-hmm. I don't know the exact time, mm-hmm, but in the first day we sold 60 front row tickets.
Really?
Perfect. So, and now we only have 10 front row seats left. So if you want to get that front row seat, which is the best seat in the house because you want to be right up on the action, mm-hmm, $15 over at warwrestling.com. Or if you get on my Facebook page, Nick Hahn, you can get a hold of me and we can work out how to get the tickets and stuff like that. And I can reserve your spot as well.
Perfect.
General admission tickets are $10, which is like the bleacher seats we're in the palace there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you want to get 4 of them, we'll get you 4 for 30. Get a little family 4. But where can you get entertainment for 2.5 hours for $30? For
the popcorn, drink, yeah, pop.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a great night. Yeah.
So where do you get a ring from? They got a ring?
Yeah, War Wrestling has all their own equipment and stuff like that. In. Yep.
So you just pay them so much to come down and put on a show?
Yeah, with Big Tom, the promoter up there at War, you know, I just told him.
Did you say Big Tom or Big Time?
Big Tom.
Big Tom.
Yeah, he's not so big anymore.
Right.
But, yeah, he's always Big Tom.
Yeah.
But he's the promoter of War Wrestling, and I just went to him, like, when we ran the Scarlet Show, I was like, what does it cost to do one of these? Because I had no idea. And he told me the price, so I was like, okay. Went out and got the sponsors, and he's able to streamline all that stuff, and I take care of the stuff here.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, so he helps with assisting with the talent. We get the card together, and then everybody.
Do you ever try to get like somebody local wrestle? I mean, what about if me and Fee decide to go in there?
Tangle.
I mean, if you guys want to get in there with a couple guys.
No, we don't.
You guys want to get in there with each other.
I
want to
kill him.
Whoa. Well, I mean, we don't have to. All you want to do in the ring, so it's legal.
Yeah.
I feel you.
There you go.
I mean, you know, if you want to come on board as a sponsor for the show, I'm sure we could work something out for that during intermission or something.
Throw each other around a little bit.
Can I get on the top buckle?
No. I mean, I wouldn't recommend it.
No.
Yeah.
Spencer, you in or out?
I'll go watch.
You can wrestle. You and Chuck.
What?
FR fight night.
You guys have a tag team.
Yeah, I go. You and that would be stupid.
It would sell out.
It would draw. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we're after, Neil. Come on.
Get people in the building.
Well, I could come off the top rope and give them an elbow to the head.
Kaboom.
You'll have to hold them there, though, Bob.
Are these big dudes?
Oh, some of them are big guys. Oh, yeah.
Monsters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Papa Dingo is going to be there. He's a
Papa Dingo.
I like that.
He's a big guy.
Yeah,
I have ran from him several times.
Papa Dingo.
Can you outrun him?
Yeah, so far. I mean, all I gotta do is get to my car first. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
It's like when you're hiking in the woods. You don't have to be the fastest guy. You just can't be the slowest.
Right? Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
there you go.
I jump in the crowd, get amongst people, and, you know, get away that way.
Yeah. It is 8:15. We're going to take a break. We'll pay some bills. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
We'll be right back. Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for a New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel, president of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming chamber banquet. The banquet will be Sunday, March 10th, 2019, at Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin at approximately 6 p.m. with awards following immediately after. RSVP for this event at frchamber.org, or tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance, Second National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. If you have any questions, please give me a call at 419-375-4041 and ask for Connor Rammel. The Chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet on March 10th at 5:30.
Here's some good news. You don't need to make supper this Sunday. All you need to do is head up to the Knights of Columbus Hall. It's their annual spring chicken fry from 3:30 to 6 p.m. It's carryout only, and it's first come, first served until they're all gone. And don't forget to pick up a couple of extras for quick meals during the week. So don't bother with making supper this Sunday evening. Just get to the KFC's annual spring chicken fry from 3:30 to 6 for a great meal with no work.
We're back here with Sports Talk, my good friend, Mr. Harold Vealey.
Hello, Bobby.
Fee, the chicken fry, you don't get tickets ahead of time. First come, first serve.
Just go get it.
Yep. Is that pan fried?
I do not know.
I think it is. Peels are off the old bone.
Might be.
Yeah. Yep.
I've only heard good things.
Well, nobody's going to tell you if it sucks. I mean, seriously.
Okay. Probably not.
Yeah.
That was fucking bad. Sucked. Delicious.
I mean, they're going to tell you if it's no good.
Nope.
Although the mashed potatoes at nightclub were disgusting.
Weren't they good enough?
They're horrible.
Lumpy?
A little lumpy. The gravy was zero.
Xerox, no taste?
No, it was bad.
Just a little salt on it then.
I hate salt. You don't put salt on mashed potatoes. That's disgusting.
Pepper.
Salt and pepper. A lot of butter.
I'm out.
I don't do gravy much.
You don't do gravy?
Nah. Lots of butter. Butter, salt, and pepper.
I drink gravy as a beverage. I love gravy.
Hard to believe.
What's that supposed to mean? What's it supposed to mean?
It's supposed to mean that how the hell do you drink gravy?
Put it right in a cup.
Okay.
Heat it up enough to where it thins out.
Probably get a little mustache out of it.
Mm. Yep. Not too bad. My mom, she can make the best white gravy.
White gravy?
Oh, my God. Ooh, tremendous. Can't get it that way anymore.
Nope.
Nobody has good gravy.
Hard to find.
I heard the nightclub has really good gravy.
That's what I've worst heard. Gravy ever.
Bam.
I wouldn't feed it to my dog.
Well, no, because you'd eat it all.
Not my gravy. I won't.
Dog gets that.
Huh?
Dog gets that.
Dog can have it. We're back here with Sports Talk. Mr. Nick Hahn. And he's talking about the war wrestling coming to Coldwater High School.
May 11th. Sound right?
Yes, sir.
May 11th. And it's a benefit for Shane Strong. And what a wonderful family. And we've seen him on Facebook this week take...
taking some more steps.
Yeah, 20-some steps, man. Boy. That's great. You know, what a great cause. And hats off to you, Nick, for doing this. And
absolutely.
And, you know, and I'm sure it's a pretty good team. You get some guys together to help you out with everything. And or is it you doing this all?
As far as locally, there's a fellow wrestler, Kid Bullet from Salina.
Kid Bullet.
He's a great guy. Yeah. Great guy. He's got tiny hands for, you know, but
for big hands.
Yeah. For big hands. Yeah. So, but, he helps out a lot and he helps whenever he can as well. So,
yeah.
But as far as securing the sponsors and stuff like that, Big Tom, he's got some and then, you know, I got a lot too. So
you guys all just kind of trek around and.
Yeah. So, and, we're just short of hitting our sponsorship goals. So if there's any businesses out there that would like to sponsor, you can get a hold of me on Facebook or get a hold of Neil here and he can direct you to me as well. Yep. So we would appreciate all that help as well. And if you need any tickets, it'll be a great time.
Coldwater High School free. They give you, you got a rent.
Yeah.
House.
You know, last year it took kind of like, I wouldn't say any arm twisting, but I kind of had to beg a little bit, this year it was when you want it.
Wow, that's great.
So, and they give it to me free. The only thing I'd have to pay for is if we didn't clean it. But we pride ourselves in leaving it better when we got there.
Yep, that's great. And folks, get out there and support this great cause.
Huge cause, yep.
So the wrestlers are from all over the area.
All over the place, you know.
Yeah. And they come in and they charge. And then you pay these guys to come in and wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, let's just say that I want to come wrestle.
Well, you got to get trained first.
I know, but what you got to pay these guys? $100?
It's whatever they ask.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not going to divulge their business on here, but
yeah,
it's whatever they want.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, it's like any negotiation. You know,
these guys, I mean, how many shows do you do? I mean, do they do
you got guys week, out? You guys like, got you guys
one a month? Or?
Will go out every week. Like when I was wrestling all the time,
yeah.
I would.
Wait a minute. You did this?
Weren't you listening? I said that earlier.
I know, but I mean, you did it. You traveled and did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought you just did the local show.
No, I would. I mean, I would.
Did you ever get hurt? Where was that?
I mean, I never got. What's hurt me?
You start crying.
I cry all the time. You know. No, I mean, I'm an old school football guy. So, are you hurt or are you injured? Yeah. I played hurt all the time. I don't think I ever got injured. You know, I never had to like go to the doctor for anything right. like that, you know, but I was hurt all the time. I mean,
so is it all fake?
No.
Nah.
If I pick you up and throw you on the ground, how do you fake that?
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I vote yes.
I do know what you're saying.
I'm voting yes. You can do that. If you want to find out.
I mean, if I put you in a suplex.
Right. And I hit the ground, that's really going to hurt my back.
I'm gonna put Spencey in a suplex.
Good luck to you.
But if you would like to find out, I could get a special challenge match with Papa Dingo. And
no Papa Dingo.
What we'll do is we won't feed him for 48 hours, so he's at his meanest. You know what I mean?
Good luck. With
the guy,
that.
The guy who used to manage him is a guy who actually called me out in a match. A guy challenged me to a match May 11th at Coldwater really? High School. Yeah.
Right.
He's upset because at the anniversary show, which is war wrestling's biggest show, the war champion won 5 minutes alone in the ring because he won his match with this manager who's a real pain in the can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt was in there and Matt wanted to hit him with a chair, but he's in a cage. So Matt's one of my best friends. Matt's like, Nick, I need a chair. So I threw one in. Now this guy's all red at me because I'm the one that threw the chair in. And he's like, even though he was lying on his back, he's like, I had him right where I wanted him. So he challenged me to a match May 11th.
All right.
You know what? And
you got
I'm officially, nah, I'm going to decline.
Why?
Because.
Hey, woo.
You're not going to goad me into this. I have nothing to prove to him.
I got $50 if you get in there.
Last year, there was four guys who tormented me until I got in there.
Yeah.
And those guys were all active wrestlers, and we beat them, me and my three friends.
Yeah, but you got a little chip on your shoulder. These guys are out there clowning around.
The only chip I got up here is a potato chip. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Keep it there in case I get hungry.
Yeah.
But, you know, officially, and I don't know if he's listening or not, Ripper, I'm going to decline your offer. I have nothing to prove to you or anybody else with to get in the ring. I'm going to be there as an ambassador that night, and I'm just going to enjoy the night. Last time, I was stressed out about the show, and I was stressed out about having to kick the 450 boys out of War Wrestling, to where this time, I'm just going to go there. I'm going to enjoy the night. I'm going to enjoy the cause, and I don't plan on having to kick anybody's tail that night.
So the 450 boys?
Oh, yeah. They're gone from War Wrestling because of that night. Yeah, they put their careers on the line that night in War Wrestling.
We threw them out of the league.
They know it.
They're out.
You know, I dropped the big leg drop on them. 1, 2, 3.
450 boys out.
Gone. Their tour's name. Actually, the draw probably increased since they left because nobody liked them.
I got a text here. King Kong Bundy dead.
Oh, man, that's depressing.
Lost the big fella this week.
Yeah.
61. Big wrestlers don't live very long.
Yeah.
Wonder why.
It's because it keeps getting dropped on them on her back.
Yeah. Head.
Steroids.
I'll tell you what you could do.
If you saw King Kong Bundy, you knew he was not on steroids. The walking condominium.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
What's up?
You could take a chair.
I got hit. I got hit with
metal chairs. Yeah. And crack me over the back. And it's going to sting. Yeah. They can't hurt that bad.
Okay. Well,
it's swing hard enough, it'll knock you over.
Let's go outside and we'll find out.
I ain't scared of that.
You should be. That's the problem.
It's going to hurt.
Too much gravy blocking the old noggin up there.
It is going to hurt. Yeah. I agree. But I ain't going to cry.
No, not people don't tend to cry when they're unconscious.
Yeah, you're not going to knock me out with a chair on my back.
Challenge accepted.
Are you nuts or what? Spencer, you can hit me in the back with a chair.
Thank you. Can't tell you how many times I wanted to.
So that's a verbal contract. You have every right to sneak up on
Neil
him.
Neil couldn't hit hard enough to knock over.
Yeah, you're right. The two bad shoulders.
Right. Kneel after church on Sunday. I'll teach you how to do it.
Okay. I am not scared to get a chair over my back. Oh, yeah. Hey.
I took one over the noggin, man. That hurt really bad. Like when I woke up, I had a lump on my head.
Is that the hardest you ever got hit?
No, I played college football.
Where'd you play college football at?
Defiance. I'm not talking like I played big-time college football. I played Defiance, and I was like the long snapper.
Yep.
Did you get your bell rung?
I got two concussions that year.
What year did you graduate from Manzonia?
04.
04? Before recovery beat you?
Yes. Twice.
Did we get you twice?
Yeah.
Don't mess with the Indians.
Yeah. My wife's from Fort Recovery, though, so she got to see me play football a couple times.
Who's your wife?
Well, Jennifer, and her main name is Van Trees.
Mark Van Trees's daughter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Be dang.
Yeah. She's way too sweet to be my wife.
Yeah, yeah.
I question her judgment.
I'll kick your coverage there a little bit, I think.
In every relationship, there's a reacher and a settler, and those roles are well-defined in my house.
Yeah. Perfect. So are you doing that? Like, you got the announcer voice.
Yeah, I ring announced from 04 on. I actually started in my sophomore year of high school. I was our girls basketball team's like in arena announcer.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that for a few years. I announced at Defiance when I was there. I announced our fall league. I was like the PA announcer for our fall league baseball team.
Yeah.
And did wrestling. I've done MMA and a lot of different things.
All right. Well, this is first of all, it's a fast half hour. I'll tell you that.
Fast half hour.
But we just want to wish you the best of luck here for this thing.
That.
And all the info, Nick Hahn on Facebook page.
On Facebook page.
HAHN.
Yes, sir.
And Neil's got any information up here. And tickets are $10 at the door, $15 if you want a ringside seat. There's only 10 left.
Get them quick.
Yeah, and so we put three rows of seats around the ring. So the front row is almost sold, but the second and third row are still there. And if you go on warwrestling.com, you can pick your individual seat. Like when you go to a Reds game or something like that, you can pick, some people like to be at the end of the aisle.
Where I want
to
be,
You can be right by the aisleway where the wrestlers come out, so you can get the high fives and stuff like that. You can go on there, you can pluck the individual seats you want out of there.
I want all
good time.
What's the website again?
Warwrestling.com. WARwrestling.com. Yeah.
I like it. What's our wall bash thing? Ain't that war?
No, that's wow.
Wow.
Win on the wall bash.
Yeah, I knew something like that.
Yeah, W.
Start with W.
I want you, Spencer. Me and you are going at it.
Well, I'll be going at it because you said I could hit you with a chair.
Yeah. I ain't scared. Not one bit.
No.
Hey, anything else you want to add to it?
You know, I just want to thank you guys for having me on. It's a great opportunity to come on here and spread the message about the show. And if anybody has any questions, you know, hit me up on Facebook.
And you said you're still looking for a sponsor?
Yeah, we're still looking for a couple sponsors. If you let me know by Friday, we can get your logo on the posters and on the tickets because we're going to send those off to the printers.
Sponsorship is?
We have packages starting as low as $25 all the way up to $300. We had a package on there for a main sponsorship, but C-Town Wing stepped up, so they're the main sponsor of the show. C-Town Wings presents War Wrestling Slams for Shane. They were a really big help for that.
So let's just say somebody wants to like sponsor for like $100.
Yep.
You include a couple tickets?
Oh, yeah. We'll throw two general admission tickets in there. You'll get your name on the poster. You'll get your name on the poster. You get your name on the tickets. They'll shout you out during the shows a couple times.
Yeah, and this is a wonderful cause because it goes to a kid that we're all rooting for and a lot of connections locally, and that's Mr. Shane Homan.
Yep.
So. Nick Hahn, you're a good man, my friend.
Absolutely.
Appreciate
it. Good luck with you, buddy.
Great.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back right after this. We're going to talk to some of our indoor
track
kids, right?
Yep. Climate-controlled track.
There we go. Sports Love Talk it. With Bubba and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. Our Home Family Resource Center will be hosting their second annual Empty Bowls Dinner and Auction on Saturday, March 30th at the Salina American Legion on Route 703. The dinner will include your personal selection of a souvenir bowl and will be purposefully simple, soup, salad, and bread, as recognition that some of our neighbors regularly dine on simple meals and sometimes have empty bowls. Tickets are just $25 each, and there will only be 200 tickets sold to this event. A cash bar will also be available. The proceeds from this event will help to support and expand our Home Family Resource Center's local programs and projects, which include emergency financial assistance, the Family Crisis Network, Mercer County Angel Tree, and many other services that help people during times of separation, fear, or insecurity. Your souvenir bowl will be one of 200 handmade bowls from their Create a Bowl event in January. And for only $10 more, you can reserve a specific bowl that was painted by someone special to you, a friend, a grandchild, or someone else you know. Activities for the evening will include raffles, door prizes, and a silent auction featuring tickets to many one-day drive attractions, including Cosi in Indianapolis, Kings Island, Cedar Point, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Fort Wayne and Cincinnati Zoos, and lots, lots more. If your business or organization would like to be a sponsor for this event, you can call 419-586-4663 and ask for Deb. Here's your chance to help a great cause, Empty Bowls of Mercer County. Contact Deb at Our Home Family Resource Center at 419-586-4663 and get your tickets now for the Empty Bowls Dinner and Auction on Saturday, March 30th at the Salina American Legion.
We're back here, Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. 8:40. 7:35 in studio.
Fast half friend. Hour.
Was a fast half hour.
Quickie.
Get out there and support the War Wrestling Federation.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Coldwater High School for a great cause.
Yep. I think next working pretty hard out there trying to get a big crowd.
Yep.
Yep.
And I'm sure they'll put on a great show.
Yep. Shane Strong for, you said for Scarlet Unrest, they made about $8,000.
About $8,000.
So that's awesome.
That's a nice chunk. That's really awesome.
That's really good.
That's right. We got a kid sitting here, Fee. Mm-hmm. And this is, we're gonna back it up. We're going to back it up.
Back her up a little bit.
All right. We're not talking running.
Nope.
We're going to talk bowling.
We're going to throw a bowling ball, ain't we?
Huh? We're going to talk bowling.
All right.
Rumor has it. You had 300.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope. Ah, come on.
Nope.
Yeah, in practice.
300.
300.
12 strikes.
Yep.
Nervous?
Yeah.
Was you? Where'd you get any lucky ones in the last three?
Nah.
Buried them.
Attaboy.
How about the success of our bowling team? That had to be that was a fun time, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to be able to go to districts as a team and just to be there.
You guys did good.
Yeah.
Did a great job.
How was the shot up there? Were they hooking?
They were a little slick to begin with, but towards the end, they seemed to be hooking a little more, and we were able to find our shot, and it was working.
So do you struggle when the lanes are a little slick?
Sometimes, just because we're not used to it always.
Yeah.
But.
So do you like it when, the way you throw your ball, I've watched you bowl many a times. Are you the type, you like it when you can swing it out there a little bit and bring it back, or are you like down and in? Are you like to play second arrow?
Yeah, I like playing second arrow.
Second arrow is your shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You, so when you, let's go back to the sectionals, okay? So we are battling here. It's everybody bowls a couple games, is that right?
Yeah, we all bowl three games.
Okay.
And then we bowl six Bakers.
Six Bakers. So how many guys are on our team?
We have about 10 guys on varsity.
Okay. And everybody's there to bowl?
We usually bring about 8.
Okay, so every six guys bowl, and you can sub in, right? I mean, if somebody's struggling, Corey can say, "Hey, let's bring another kid in."
Yep.
Right. So did we make any substitutions?
No, we all seem to be bowling pretty good, and we're all hitting our shots.
Doing good.
Yeah. So then we go to Baker. We know we're writing this thing, right?
Yeah.
And it's a nip and tucker, right?
Yep. Bubba, explain what a Baker is.
Okay, a Baker game, for anybody who don't know, is it's one game, and each player, five players, gets to bowl two frames.
Yep.
Is that right?
Oh.
And yeah, so that's, so it's really a neat team atmosphere.
Yeah.
So who's our anchor? You anchor? You get 10th frame or not?
No, John Kanapke had 10th frame.
Okay. And so we're the last game, and we know that this is
close.
This is close.
Yeah.
So what'd you do in the 10th frame last game?
I didn't bowl 10th frame.
Oh, I mean, what'd you do in the last game though? Your two frames.
We were.
You yourself. You remember?
I'm not 100% sure. I think, in the fourth I struck, but then in the ninth I ended up opening.
Did you?
So it was very stressful.
Yeah.
That's right. I bet.
Very stressful is right. And then we found out that we qualified for the district by one pin. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So how cool is that?
Yeah.
That was very exciting. We all thought that they might have beat us, but we weren't 100% sure. And when we heard that we were ahead by one pin, we were all ecstatic.
So who was the team you beat?
It was Van Wert.
Van Wert? So were they just devastated?
Yeah, they were actually bowling on the lane right next to us. So we knew what we had to score, but yeah.
Yeah, but that stunk.
Yeah.
I had to kill it.
Oh, I know. That's neat. Well, first of all, congratulations on your bowling. Now, let's talk a little bit about your this past weekend and the indoor event at, now, let me get this right. It's up in Cleveland, right?
Yeah.
And it's the Spire?
Yep. The Spire Unit.
Spire
Institute. Yep.
Spire Institute. So we have a team, and you, what's your specialty?
I did long jump.
You did the long jump. So tell us how you did.
I was seated 18th going in, and I ended up placing 13th out of the 24 people there.
Well, good for you.
Good job.
So you went up there, and you played one event. You had one event.
Yep.
Well, that's pretty cool. Now, is this a Saturday, Friday, Saturday?
No, it was just a Saturday night.
One day.
Yep. Yeah. So when you get placed now, Jared, you just go up there and does everybody jump?
Yeah, we all have three jumps. So everyone do their first jump and then it just goes on. And then we just, they'll place us there and then we'll go to finals.
Then you do the finals and see what happens.
Good deal. Well, congratulations on a great weekend. And and really, you're only a junior, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to be back for all this next year.
Yep.
And I'm sure bigger and better things come.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right, good job, buddy. Keep it going.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get the coach up here and talk to coach here for a little bit. Come on up here, coach. And you're going to fill us in a little bit about what's going on.
So how's this thing work?
You're in. You're on.
All right.
Yeah.
So what's up?
Not much. Not much. First of all, thanks for coming up.
Oh, you're welcome.
What a wonderful weekend you guys
had. Great weekend.
Yeah, thank you. It was a really good weekend. Yeah. We had a lot of luck. Everything went real good.
Yeah, you, how did you get involved as kind of the leader of the team? They needed somebody. They need a coach. Did you do this last year?
Yeah. I helped out last year. Okay. Hank Bevington was the head indoor coach, and he was the head outdoor high school coach in the spring.
Yeah.
And so I just followed him. Megan was kind of interested in it, my daughter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then this year she needed someone to, get her through the process. So I went and applied with the school board.
Yeah.
Went through the athletic director, got signed on, put out an attendant, what would you call it?
Sign up.
Who wants to do it? Yep. We got six or seven people in. I tried to recruit a few more.
Yep.
It grew from there. Yeah, the guys liked it. They had a good time.
So how many matches do you have during the season? Is this a...
One a week. Yeah, we tried to go to about a meet every week from December on.
Yeah.
Is it usually Saturdays?
Saturdays and Sundays.
Oh.
Yeah. We set out a schedule at the beginning of the season for everybody to show where we'd be at what time, and then it just sort of improvised from there.
Yeah.
You know? So is it all around? Is any of them close in the area, or are you going
We went up to Chicago and ran one in December. That was the farthest one away.
Yeah.
And then the rest of them are all pretty... There's a day's running series that alternates between Tiffin and Finley. And... there's other meets also pretty much at colleges all over the tri-state area.
So you guys, because our track has been doing so good, how did you guys just decide, let's start doing this indoor? Kind of keep it going? Well,
it's a way to get around some of the legal bylaw things.
Right.
Where as long as you participate in at least one meet during the season indoor, you can practice indoor and run meets all the way up till March. And so that's a way to kind of get into shape and, get that base build up so you can just carry the momentum right into outdoor season.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about your team, Coach. Yeah. Oh, sure. You want to introduce them, or you want to talk a little bit about each one of them, and then we'll talk to them individually. So you have a list of everybody? Can you?
Yeah, I know everybody. All right. Yeah, sure.
Let's start with this.
Megan.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Megan Abels. That's my daughter right there. She got interested in pole vault back in the seventh grade. They didn't have a pole vault coach at the time. This thing had kind of died out for a few years, maybe six.
Okay.
Something like that. So I stepped in to start coaching that with the outdoor track team. And then we went on to keep practicing some of the clubs around the area. So we were involved about three clubs, one in Columbus. Steve Shellhouse has one down on Anzonia area there. On, yeah. 49 and 47, and there's one we go up to Fort Wayne to Paul Babbitt's place. And then that fall...
What grade you in, Megan? You're a freshman. So my question is, how did you get involved in... What made you decide, you know what? I might try this pole vault thing.
Pole vault idea.
Because there's not a lot of pole vaulters.
No, it's not here.
I remember being on the track...
Swing that over to me a little bit.
I remember being on the track running, and there was a white shed in there. No one really knew what it was. It was over in the corner. It's kind of old, and I was like, man, really wondering what that is. So I went and asked Coach. She and my dad were like, oh, that's a little bit. No one used that. I'm like, man, I'll use it. So we went, we opened it up. It's a little dirty. Cleaned it up, and that's where it all started.
So have you about broke your neck?
No, but back in October, end of August, I had an ankle injury. It was more band related than pole vault, but it did set me back a little
bit. Did it? See, now I think it would be neat for like these little guys at the end of practice. I can do that. Go over there and just take off running and hit that. You ever done it?
No.
You ever tried it?
No bar. Never tried it. No.
I want to try it.
I don't feel like I'm going to try it.
Huh?
You'll kill yourself. No. Well, you just start from zero.
I could do it. I could pole vault.
Yes, yeah. Good.
Yep. How high can you go?
Well, here recently, I've been consistently jumping 10 feet at meets, but at practice, I get about 11 on a bungee.
Wow. Yeah. Huh? 11 feet.
Yeah, on a bungee at least, which is completely different from a bar, but.
How high is that ceiling, Fee?
8.
So you're telling me that you can take that stick.
Yes.
Take off running, jam it in there, and jump up to the ceiling.
Well, yeah, there's three magic numbers. You have your pole grip, your runway, and the height of the pole. And depending on where you hold and whether or not you are hitting your marks on the runway as you're running up, you time it just right. Go all the way up.
That's kind of cool. Are you got to be proud, Dad?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You got to be thinking. And how do you get? Nobody can teach you because nobody does it.
No, it's reps, repetition. I've done almost 1,000 reps, maybe in the past 2 years. By the time I'm hitting about 10,000, that's when I'll start getting real good.
Okay, so let's talk about your weekend. So, what was your seed going up?
My seed, I was actually 23rd.
Okay.
Making me, because I was so young.
Sure, absolutely.
I think there were two freshman pole vaulters. Yeah. The rest were juniors and seniors. And I actually placed 20th. I tied with another girl. Yeah. I jumped 10, like the other freshman, I believe. She jumped 10 or 10.6 as well, which is good. So by senior year, I'm hoping 13 or 14.
Bring it on, right?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, kid. That's really neat. We wish you the best of luck and keep working at it.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it.
So come on, get over here. We got some others. Stay on here, coach. We'll let them guys switch. Then you can talk a little bit about each one. How's it going, buddy?
Good.
And you are?
Riley Pearson.
Riley Pearson. Now, we know Riley from football season.
Yep.
We know him from the cross-country team. We're cross-country or the track?
Track.
Yeah, you guys went to state last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of did.
Yeah. So, talk a little bit about your weekend.
Well, so we go in there seated 6 in the 4x200, and we're expecting to do well. We was hoping, you know, top 3 finish would be great for us, really.
Right.
And then we get out there, and the first two run really well legs, and I get the baton in first place. I get passed, handoff about tied for second. I see Owen pass the first guy. I'm like, all right, well, probably going to get second. That's great. I see him just getting closer, and he keeps getting closer. And then those last 10 meters, he passed him. I start going nuts. I'm running everywhere, screaming my head off. I find Drew, me and him, chest bump so hard, about fall over.
I did fall over.
Did knock you over?
I went insane. I
yeah.
When I watched that race, I was crazy.
Yeah, I was so happy. And then I see Jacob puking in the trash can right after the race.
Because he just overdid it?
He just pukes after every
Just puke. I mean, I'm the same way sometimes. Just start puking after I work out.
Yeah.
So you, so now all of a sudden you guys win.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, we just won state. Is that basically what?
Yeah, I mean, it was just awesome. It was unreal.
Everybody going nuts?
Yeah.
And here's what I think is really neat. Number 2 was Chaminade Julien. Number 3 was Dunbar. Mm-hmm. Number 4, Bishop Hartley.
Yeah.
5 was Cheney. Don't know that one. Number 6, Ponitz, Dayton schools. You know, these are city schools. Mm-hmm. These are big schools with lots of kids. Yep.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So you went up there. We were seated what?
6th.
And it's basically the times that you guys, we turn them in? Or is this times that, how's that work?
They're all calculated on miles split throughout the season. Every time they run something, it falls into that data bank, and it automatically seeds them. Yeah. So if we go up to Chicago or something, or if you run over at Indiana, Wesleyan, or Trine in Indiana, it's not going to fall back to the OATCC. okay. mile split website. But as long as you're in Ohio, it's all computer auto. It's yeah. auto. The seeds just fall in.
So you, now it's football season.
Well, no, now it's track season. Outdoor track.
Oh, track. That's right.
They're just getting ready.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking cross-country fall. No, it's showtime now.
Yeah.
Yep. So you guys start practicing now, right?
Yeah, this is the first week of practice, but because we're in indoor, we get this week off to recover.
So you take off and take a break? Now, our team should be pretty good, right?
Yeah, we should be pretty awesome.
We lost one stud, though.
Butch? Right. You talking about Butch?
No, oh. Nope.
We lost nobody.
Everybody's back.
Everybody's back.
Yep. Butch was the only one that went to state last year that didn't hear.
Yeah.
Butch, Shane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Robbie?
Yeah.
Oh, Robbie's a senior.
Yeah. After he graduates, he'll be gone.
Yeah. His
we'll have Robbie on the track team this year.
Yeah. That's a point scorer.
Yeah. If he feels like it.
I thought he was a senior.
He is a senior.
Yeah.
But he's, well, yeah, now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's indoor. So that gives us a heads up, doesn't it, on that outdoor season?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the plan with the program.
Yeah. Gives everybody a little bit of a now let's rest, get ready for the big time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Congratulations, bub.
That's so, cool. Riley, you did a. Was your leg of it satisfactory to you?
Yeah, I ran pretty well up until the end. I kind of died down, but my overall split was still pretty good.
Yeah, that was one of his better runs through the year. Definitely, he had a good time. Yeah,
yep.
just a shade over 23 seconds. I mean, 1/100th over it. What was the average, Riley, between all four of you?
Yeah, between all four of our runners, we averaged a split of 22.75 seconds.
So
that's
flooded.
Yeah. Those are all almost qualified. Those would be qualifying.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
For the 200 open. Yeah.
That's great.
Put it this way. Rob's 200 was a 22.31. So for them to average a 22.75 is all four of them running around the track.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
That's pretty awesome.
The indoor times tend to be a little slower, would you say?
Yeah, because of there are smaller tracks indoors, so the curves are a lot tighter. So it's just, it's hard to run fast when you're running in a circle, you know?
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
Wait, why are you guys laughing?
So they'll be even better outdoor then, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go. Well, Riley, congratulations, bub.
Yep, thank you.
Come on up here, big guy. State your name.
Drew Mollenkamp, Drew. Senior at Fort Recovery High School.
My boy. Now, you're the kid. Now, help me out here. Now, ain't you the one that played baseball and then all of a sudden just went and showed up?
Yeah, last year I did both sports, baseball and track.
Both.
And you just, all of a sudden you said,
baseball was over, switched over to track. First meet was at MAC. Ran the 800, won MAC.
First
meet. 202.10, beat kid from St. Henry. Little push at the end there. And
I love it.
Regionals, 4x4 team, wins the Southwest region of the state. First place, 326.16. Beat John Tangeman and their squad from Marion. And come out to state in Columbus, placed 10th as a team in the 4x4. Three sophomores and a freshman, Owen Mormon. Only freshman, threw up after his race, but we were the only underclassmen in all three divisions to have a relay team make it to state, which I think is pretty impressive and proud to be part of it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yep.
That is. It just, I'll tell you, I was there and I didn't know what I was looking at because I'm too dumb to know it, but I loved it. It was awesome.
Yep, me, Neil, and Owen broadcasted state finals.
Yep,
Saturday. It was fun time.
Yeah, you guys were great on the
air.
Yep, that was
come back and do it again maybe this year.
Well, I'd rather you're out there running on track. But you don't have to run the whole time.
Yeah.
You don't have to run the whole time, but yeah.
Yep. What grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
All right, I'm gonna tell you something, okay? I don't know you from Adam, but I know who you are. You got the it factor, man. Mm-hmm. You have something about you. It's just something about this kid, man. Mm-hmm. The way he talks, the way he's mature, the way he gets his, you know, I'm a fan. You hear me?
I hear you, Bob.
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you right now, you got something, kid.
Awesome. Good kid.
Yep. You ain't playing baseball this year, though.
Going out for track this year.
You killed this guy.
I know. I'm kidding.
Because he
Coach Billy loves you.
He was a really good pitcher.
Yeah. But you got to do
it. It was a tough decision. I know last year was a tough one too, but I was sophomore last year.
Yeah.
Made it a little bit easier for me to do both this year, but it was a lot harder, and I knew I had to
commit.
I had to commit to one of the two.
Yeah. And you know,
I was still on the fence last year, but track finals last year kind of.
Yeah, what I saw was you were a very good baseball player. And when you went over to track with not really knowing technique, just. Well, here I am. Let's just see what we can do.
I haven't ran track since junior high, so
so it was a while. And did Shane Stein give you some
Shane Stein?
Strategy tips.
I was blessed to have him last year. Mm-hmm. Coming out of Findlay, I mean, he was a mid-distance runner, mid-distance guy. Mm-hmm. Had a lot of knowledge in that specific field, and he had this voice during this race. I could listen to him. I could hear him, and he pushed me.
That's awesome.
He fired me up, and that's what I needed. Absolutely. Especially in a race like an 800-meter race. To have him there and just to have him by my side to listen to him.
Yep, that's awesome.
I tell you what, he would love to hear that.
I would love to have him back. I don't know if he's listening. Coach Stein, get out here.
I told him a couple of times he needs to make it back. But
it broke his heart to have to leave.
I understand he's a busy guy, but
yeah,
he was passionate.
We miss you. Yeah, that's right. Well, good luck, babe. Get big guy.
Yep.
You're a neat bird, I'll tell you that.
Yep, he's awesome.
Owen, come on up here.
Boy.
All right, so what's your favorite sport?
I'm going to have to go with track. Hopefully Coach DeCamp ain't listening.
So talk a little bit about your weekend.
Oh, it was an exciting weekend. I'm the final leg on the 4x2, and I think that was the best race I ever ran and most exciting race I ever ran.
So when you get the baton, and you were in second place, right, when you got it?
It was, we were washed for second or third.
Okay,
it was a bad handoff.
You could tell where you were at, right?
Because I don't remember who it was. But I knew Dunbar was in front of me, and there's some other team. I think they placed 8th.
Seven nine.
No, they ended up second. But
yeah.
I knew I had to chase them down.
Yeah.
And I was able to pass the one guy right before the curb, and I was just slowly closing in on Dunbar. And so, I kind of ran a little behind him on the curb. Then when we came to the straightaway, I went out to the right of him and just kept going. And I
had that feeling that I won't get this guy.
I know.
Get this guy.
I had the feeling where I was like, I think I can get him, and I know I have to lean super far for the finish, and I was just tunnel vision.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything. I was just, my mind was just straight running.
So how big of a lean did you have at the finish?
Enough that I fell.
Did you tumble?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You got it on tape?
I do.
Do you really?
Yeah.
How you got it on tape?
Coach had it recorded on the iPad. Mom recorded it on her phone, and then OATCC recorded it overall.
OTC.
Mile split, sorry.
They got it on tape.
Yeah, with commentary. It's very interesting.
Okay, we got to get that. Yeah. Neil, you got to play that.
How do we, any idea how do we get that?
Yep. Okay.
Log in
here. Yeah, we got to get that because you got to play that, Spencey. Because it's commentary, right?
Yeah, Drew's 400's really good with the commentary too, because he was not expected to win. The 60-meter dash winner was on the line, and they were talking him up, and then that guy ended up falling back.
Trey, is it?
Trey Tucker's in the
game. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So it was two other ones that were battling.
Well, we'll get that before you leave. We're going to get that so that way Spencey can play that.
Where do I go to find that?
Well, you have to be logged in with this Mile Spillet Pro account that costs about $20.
Cha-ching!
Yeah.
If you have it on there, we can run it through the board and play it. Yeah, it won't be any
problem. That'd be good.
Yep.
So you had one event up there?
Yep, just 4x2.
And we're state champion.
That's awesome.
Where's your medal? Anybody bring their medal?
I did not.
You're in charge of these guys.
Sorry. Huh? Usually I keep them in line.
I figured that. Because they probably do need somebody to keep them in line. Oh, congratulations, Buck.
Thank you.
Look forward seeing you on the in the track, and then we'll see you on the football field. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So how about with your football?
you try to stay quick. I mean, how about the lifts and weights?
Oh, strength conditioning with Coach Block.
Yeah.
That always helps.
He does a bunch of it too.
Yep. And knowing that I switched to defensive end just the past season.
So quick.
It is perfect because we got these big old guys that they're used to going up against, and they get to go up against a little goober like me, and I just get to run right around them, and they're not expecting it. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations, big fella.
Thank you.
Great job. Thank
get you. In here, Robbie.
Okay.
Last but not least, right?
Bobby had you gone.
I thought you graduated.
He thought you were done.
Yeah,
already.
Close.
Oh, no, we're back.
You're back for another year.
Yep, still got another year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We got all kinds of records to break, yeah.
We do got records to break. We ain't done yet. I like it. Talk a little bit about your weekend, bud.
We had a good weekend, ate at Longhorn, ran a track meet. Yeah. 4x2 was obviously our best race we've ever ran, I'd say. Owen had some fun at the end. He felt good. That was a hard fall. Drew fell too, actually, in the 400.
I don't know. We're dropping like flies.
Yeah, so we had a couple guys fall at the end.
You run what leg you run?
I run the first leg. Okay. In the indoor 4x2, it's an open handoff like a 4x4. So you want to get out in front so that way your handoffs are first and clean.
Yeah. So was you first?
Yeah, I was first. Yep. And we started out with a decent lead, I think.
Yeah, you did good.
Yep. I had a good run for sure, I think.
I thought it helped a lot that you were out front because you were being pushed the way the track's set up and the way you're staggered out. The illusion of you being behind the other runners in the other lanes pushed you to where you ran, I believe, may have been a 21.8 or a 22.
Yeah,
it was the fastest I've ever.
It's set up. It's a staggered start like the normal 200, and I was in lane 3, so lanes 4 through 8 were all started ahead of me on the track, and I passed lanes 4, 5, and 7. But lane 6 had a really good runner. That was CJ, Chaminade Julien. And I didn't quite pass them, but we got our handoff really clean. And Jacob had a nice lead going into his 200, which I think he did very well. Jacob definitely is a very strong runner. He's progressed a lot. That's something I've really noticed as we go on through high school.
He's powerful.
So you guys got a lane you want to be in?
I always want to be in about lane 6.
Is that right?
Yep.
You'd rather be out on the outside a little bit?
Yep. Definitely makes the curves a lot easier to handle for the starting runner. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter for the later legs as much, but for me, I would like to be in lane 6. And that's how they seed it for indoor is lane 6. It's the fast lane on the 400 and the 200.
What do you do as a pre-race ritual? Are you a music guy?
I gotta have music. Okay. I get too nervous if I don't listen. I like imagine a song in my head as I'm in the blocks, and it really helps my start and it helps me focus or keep from focusing too much, I should say. And I think I really recommend doing that to the guys that get nervous on their starts. Keeps
you loose.
Keeps you loose. Keeps you from overthinking it because that's a very easy thing to overthink.
Are you at the point where in your track and are you in contact with Form's coaches?
Yeah, I have their numbers on my cell phone. Yeah. They'll text me sometimes, ask how things are going, and I'll text them if I run a really good race or if I have a good PR or anything. And I really like to talk to those guys. They're pretty cool guys. So they're mainly older guys, like mid-70s. They're up there. They're definitely old school. Old school Brooklyn guys for sure.
Right. And they're telling you, and they're smart. They know what's going on. And
So
if you ever have any trouble, do you call and say, here's my problem?
No, I don't do that. I don't like to be a burden. I don't know. They have their own team going on right now. I'm sure I'll have those problems worked out by them when I get there. And I mean, I have 4 years there too, so it's not really a short-term thing.
You get to, you're the leader of the band, basically. You know, you're the...
I like to think so. I don't know if the guys agree.
Well, I mean... Yeah, but you've been there, done that, you know, and when you... What do you tell, like, before the race, are you constantly saying, hey, we got to just calm down,
This thing's gonna.
I really trust my juniors a lot. I know Owen, I was in his ear like a decent bit, telling him to calm down, not to overthink anything, just to run his race and to stay loose. And really, I don't think there's too much I have to say because I really trust these guys and I know that they're great runners.
How big a crowd was there?
The stands are full. They always are. It's always awesome there. They have pretty big stands, I think. I don't know how many it seats, but it feels like a lot when you're running past the stands. Yeah. It's only on one side, though.
So tell me, how did Forrest find you?
Well, I filled out a lot of recruiting questionnaires, a lot. I'd say mid-60s recruiting questionnaires. And I probably got responses, interest from probably 30, 40 schools. And Fordham gave me a great offer, and they're in a great area, really prestigious academically. Yeah. And we have ties to the conference, obviously, with Dayton being right there. And my grandparents both going to Dayton, so I thought it was a good fit.
Okay, so I think Spencey's got this. You got it?
Yep, I think we do.
All right, so we're going to hear it. Now, what is this?
This is the 4x200. Spanish? And this is the whole
race. Okay,
the whole, and a little bit of prior stuff, too, it looks like.
All right, let's hear it. We got time. It starts like a
minute after. Yeah. Oh, okay. Got to.
Well, yeah, it was a long.
The audio hasn't.
It'll be another 30 seconds. Yeah, they had to stand in there for a while.
Yeah, yes.
We'll know when it gets going.
How
here.
Nervous were you? Are you? Compare this to this running at Ohio State.
I think I was more nervous for this, mm-hmm. just because I knew that we were right in the mix to win. I've never really felt that before. That I felt that we were going to really, really succeed. And I mean, I always know that we're going to do well, but especially starting the relay, because I always finish for outdoor too. So that's completely different. I get to watch 75% of the race before I even run.
Right. Because in the past, we've just kind of been happy to be there at that level. I mean,
I kind of disagree with that to a point, because I mean, we still are a competitive relay for outdoor. Even last year, we were. Our 4x2 should have been on the podium, but
yeah,
drop baton happens. I mean, that's when we have sophomores that haven't been there before doing it. It really is just something that will happen.
Yep.
And now at least I'm back this year again, so I still have a chance to be with those guys and get the win.
Yep.
And I really think
you got her, Spencey.
Well, I'm not getting the sound, and I'm not sure why. But they are, they're. I'm watching it, but I'm not getting the sound.
Neil's got you can't.
Ah, oh, there we go. Okay,
just play it from right where it's at.
Columbiana, Fort Recovery, Bucktel, Youngstown East, Chaminade Julien, Dunbar, Janey. And we do have all eight teams on the track and ready to go.
This is a 4x200 state championship run, folks.
Yep.
Hey, anybody want something to drink?
Water, Gatorade.
We're going to get paid by word.
And it's a clean start, lanes 1 through 8. The final section, a time-based final, the 4x2 boys relay. 132.73, the top medal. In lane 5, that's Youngstown East. Coming.
Sorry, hit the pause. 8, that's
Youngstown Cheney doing. But in 3, your leader, Fort Recovery. They hit the brake line. They lead Columbiana Crestview by about 7 meters.
That's Jacob.
All right. Just
Columbiana Crestview on the outside when they get to the exchange zone. Midway through and 44 and change. It is still Fort Recovery, Columbiana Crestview.
That's Riley.
Crestview in second. Make the pass with 300 remaining. Columbiana Crestview. They will be in the lead when they pass the baton for the final time. Columbiana Crestview, speed handoff. They get it in the zone. And it looks like all clear, white flags. But they lost their momentum fee.
Wow. Owen is correct.
Yeah, he passed both.
Dunbar in the lead. Here comes Fort Recovery making a last push to the line. Fort Recovery to the line. Dayton Dunbar is going to be a leader coming up in third. Down goes the runner from Fort Recovery. After the line, they get the win, 131.33.
That was Chaminade awesome.
Julien gets second. They came up on the outside in lane two. Dunbar in third, 131.38.
Robbie
top
Pindy.
Three teams separated by just five one-hundredths of a second.
Yeah. Robbie Pindy got the three count.
Well, that's pretty dang that cool, I'll awesome. Tell you that.
That was awesome.
Yeah, and Neil, play that. Neil, maybe you can get that taped and play that sometime. And
yep.
And so you got any? Am I on, Neil? Neil, turn me on. Huh?
Oh, had you down a little bit.
Yeah, okay. So goals? We got any goals yet for this year?
We got to win a MAC championship. Fort Recovery's never won a MAC championship. I think we should be the favorites this year, and I really think I'll be disappointed in the season if we don't get it.
I love it. Boy. Absolute. Coach, you got anything else to add?
Mm-hmm.
I think we have the...
You got the 400 or...
400's coming up.
Okay. Be able to get her here, I think.
We don't have any throwers?
I don't think so. We got Butch.
Yeah. I must have touched something. There we go. I think I got it back here. Yep. All right, let's try her here.
Our sprints alone. What about distance?
Yeah.
You got a good mile.
Okay, here we go.
Goals. The full two turns.
Let's go back
Ian
here.
Six.
Sorry.
Ian McCann, Francis in seven, and Zach Simon Ursuline in lane eight. And it's a fair start. Now Trey Tucker handles the full two turns and running after the break.
Once again, keep your eyes on the cones to see who breaks the lane one.
Very easily in lane one. Owns at least a second or third runner. And Tucker may be looking place to sprint cleanly toward the finish. Back in six, looks like show me some effects from that 60-meter dash. U.S. number seven time up front. Number seven, that's Ian McCandlish from St. Francis in a battle to the line. Both with a lean, one goes down. That is McCandlish on the outside, Mullenkamp on the inside. Mullenkamp, 0.48. Drew Mullenkamp from Fort Recovery with the big lean in the...
Awesome. That was awesome.
Well, that's really neat stuff, guys. And congratulations on a great weekend. And let's get ready for the old spring track, right, boys?
Spring track.
Yep. And ladies?
Good weather.
That's right. And good weather.
Good weather.
Get better than this crap, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a break. We want to thank these guys for coming in.
Hey,
we got to get home. It's bedtime, man.
Yeah.
Huh?
Get some sleep.
I know. That's right. We'll be right back. Sports Talk Bubba and Fee presented by
the Wayne Street Markets.
Here are the butcher's specials through next Thursday, the 28th, at Wayne Street Market. They have boneless pork chops for only $2.99 a pound. And their big special this week is Choice Angus Top Sirloin Steaks for just $3.99 a pound. There's no waiting in line at the deli. These specials are already cut and ready to grab and go in their meat display case. Stop by Wayne Street Market and get these great butcher specials now through next Thursday. They're boneless pork chops for $2.99 a pound and Choice Angus Top Sirloin Steaks for just $3.99 a pound. Grab some for now and grab some extras and put them in your freezer for warmer weather. Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Are you looking for great food fast? Call America Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call America Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kids' birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at America Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club is having a pork chop dinner on Thursday, March 21st. It's carry out only from 4 to 6, and they'll be available for pickup at the elementary preschool entrance. These 10-ounce grilled pork chop dinners will be prepared by Two Willies Barbecue using the international award-winning Iowa State Fair recipe. And the dinner includes a smoked pork chop, baked potato with butter and sour cream, applesauce, and a roll. The tickets are only $8 and must be purchased by Tuesday, March 15th from any high school SAD member, and they're also available at the high school and middle school offices or by calling Kathy Toby at 375-4227 or Kathy Etzler at 852-2572. The Academic Boosters are the group that recognizes students during our home basketball games. Get your Academic Booster dinner tickets before March 15th for the 10-ounce grilled pork chop dinner at the school offices or from any SAD member. Then just head out to the elementary school and drive by the preschool entrance and pick up your dinners on Thursday, March 21st between 4 and 6. And get a couple of extra and get some dinners to put in your refrigerator for a quick meal later on. Just be sure to get your smoked pork chop dinner tickets before March 15th.
Pork chop dinner.
Yeah, pork chop
dinner. We got some of those, don't we?
I think we did.
Pork chop dinners, you have to get the tickets.
Macy might have got us on that one.
I think, yeah. When is that?
March 15th is the last day for to get the tickets, and we were chit-chatting while that was going on, so I think it's the 21st of Thursday, I believe.
A couple weeks.
I'd have to...
Week from Thursday.
We're going to be good here for a while.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to eat good.
Well, I usually try to buy a couple of extras and stick them in the refrigerator.
Lunchtime?
Yep. And then, so a couple of days later, I got, with the pork chops, you get a baked potato.
Ooh, yeah.
Instead of just a bag of chips. Man, it's awesome. A big, big baked potato.
Big boy.
Yep. That's pretty good eating.
Buckeyes getting beat 4-0 starting out.
Ooh. Grand slam?
Kind of a must.
Yeah, game. Grand slam.
Reds are coming up.
Reds coming up?
Yep. Yep.
I gotta try to get through to Nick.
So, Fee, what would be your grade? My boys grade. Basketball this year.
My grade?
Mm-hmm.
Probably C+.
C+.
Yeah. A little disappointing, I think. Mm-hmm. I was hoping it would be a little better, but
I'd say you're close.
Yeah, we had some really good bright spots, but we had some times when we just didn't.
Yeah, we just didn't guard anything sometimes.
And some things, some shots didn't go sometimes, and then all of a sudden they would. And,
What about the girls?
Girls probably about, C+ too.
Yeah.
Same way. I wanted to see a little bit more out of them, but.
I thought we would make a really good percentage of shots, and we just didn't. I think we have good shooters, but the ball wasn't going in, so maybe I was wrong on that. But I just had a lot of hope for this past season, and the shots just didn't go in.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little disappointing year for both. I think.
I think if you look at the girls and you look at a number of things come into play there. Okay, I think that. Playing hard was never had any issue with the kids playing hard.
No,
the kids always played hard.
Oh, no. Boys and girls, yeah.
My issue was, number one, was I think Coach Patch sold his team That schedule was too hard.
Yeah.
And I think what happened.
The tough schedule.
Yeah, it was.
And I think maybe, and I'm just, this is me talking. This ain't, was that schedule too hard? And the girls, you know, I think that all of a sudden a team like ours who was used to competing every game lost a couple games by 30.
Yeah.
And I think it deflated them a little bit. I think it scared them. I think they lost their confidence.
And they play, I mean, like you said, they were playing teams that were really
good. Had a three-game stretch.
Yeah, that one weekend was awful.
Versailles, Benton, and OG.
OG.
Ugh, ouch.
And look at them. All them three teams are in.
Yeah.
And all those teams are, when they go, but they're killing everybody.
Right.
So,
I thought Benton and OG were really, really good.
Yeah. And Versailles is good.
And Minster's very good.
Yeah.
Your schedule, I mean, yeah. We had half the teams that were going to be ranked in state.
Yep.
Well, and you just named four of our 22 that we played that are still in the tournament, deep in the tournament. There's probably a couple other ones, maybe. I don't know. I didn't look that far.
I don't know if Frank Monroe's girls are in there. You're not.
Tri-Village, they're playing.
Tri-Village is in.
Yeah. Yeah, they're playing Versailles soon.
Tri-Village and Minster and Fort Laramie and I want to say one of the Cincinnati schools or something are in there, that regional.
Yep.
And they play tomorrow night, Thursday, Saturday at Vandalia Butler High School.
Yep.
And then tomorrow, or Friday, great game, Marion versus St. Henry. Who you got?
Oh, that'll be a good one. I think the Redskins, it's their year.
I do, too. I talked to Mudbo today. Spencer Niekamp twisted his ankle last minute of the game.
That's not good.
And he was on crutches walking out of there last night.
Well, that'll be a bigger
hurt. That'll hurt him. They need him.
Yeah, absolutely.
They need him, but you know, ankles, he only plays half the game anyway. They're deep. St. Henry's got...
Yeah.
They're deep.
That's a good squad. Yeah. So is Marion. They're both. We had some good squads again.
I agree.
Mac was loaded again this year, I think, boys.
I don't know what's south, but you would think Fort Laramie, Jackson Center.
Yeah.
Frank, I mean, you would think that if St. Henry or Marion can, they could get out of there.
They could get to Columbus. I think you're right.
I think Crestview up north.
Yeah.
Crestview's going to be a tough one to get past now that once they caught their wind about the third, fourth, fifth game of the season, they just took off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be good. We could have some local teams at state.
Be some interesting states.
I agree.
Well, I remember last year we were broadcasting the state games. And the Marion game went, two overtimes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting in a restaurant. And I had to disconnect that game before I could get to our baseball game to get that connected.
What was that?
We were playing baseball at Worthington Christian.
Kilbourne.
That day, and, you know, that game wouldn't end, and I couldn't drive that last 5 minutes to get the baseball set up.
How's baseball going?
Good. Scrimmage Saturday.
Saturday?
Going to be nice.
It's supposed to be 50.
Yeah, 50. A little bit of rain, maybe. But
who we scrimmaging?
Cinewa.
We don't play them during season, or
I think maybe we do.
The schedule, but I haven't looked at it.
When's our opener?
We scrimmed them last year. End of the month.
Yeah, 20. Can't remember if it's 25th or 26th. 25th is a Monday.
So, have you got a full squadron yet?
No. Should have either tomorrow or Friday.
It's showtime.
Yeah, should have the full squad then.
Well, good.
We're missing about five boys.
So next Wednesday, you'll give us a baseball update.
Yeah. I think we're getting there.
We want to thank Nick Holland for coming in.
Yep.
Don't forget, folks, Neil's got that information. He'll probably run something. And
yeah.
Great. Yeah. Great fundraiser for Shane Strong.
That'll be a biggie. A biggie.
Yeah. And then congratulations to the indoor track team.
Great job.
Great.
That's a good feed in for them going into the tournament or going into the league, you know, to get started. Yep. I think Robbie's focused. He wants. He'd like to get him a MAC championship, which would be awesome.
And he has some really good people with him. It's not Robbie and some other guys. It is Robbie and a bunch of other really good runners. It is something.
We want to thank everybody for listening tonight. We'll be back next Wednesday night. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Yep.
See you next week.
Rock with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.